Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. We're back with another episode.
Hello, everybody. Today we have a very exciting episode. This is entirely new to us as well, so we're excited to talk about it. We are talking about Tom Ford Beauty. And I'm not really sure if a lot of people have tried his makeup, but I've had like one perfume, and back in the day I had it, and I can't remember. It was like an Italian collection, and to this day it's been one of my favorite perfumes ever. I never rebought it. I don't know why, but I should have. And now Steph and I, for this podcast, decided to do a deep dive into Tom Ford Beauty, and we are very intrigued, to say the least.
Yes. So they recently had a new launch, and they launched their new fragrance called Soleil de Fou. And to celebrate the launch, they flew several high-profile influencers to Greece, and it was such a beautiful event, and it really piqued our interest and made us want to not only learn about the fragrance, but also see what the full collection included.
Yeah, I mean, the event looked insane. It was so beautiful and magical. Of course, it's Tom Ford, so you can't expect anything less. But they were there, like Steph said, to celebrate their 2023 summer makeup launch. And we essentially have done all of our research, and we're coming back to tell you that we're very interested and we're going to try this stuff ASAP. So the collection has two eyeshadow quads, two lip balms, a highlighter, and a perfume called Soleil de Fou, which is what the entire collection is named. So Steph, do you want to kick it off with maybe the perfume? Let's talk about it a little bit.
Yes. So this was kind of the highlight of the trip. Everything else, of course, is included as well. But the fragrance, the perfume, this was really the focus. So it's a very earthy and woody scent. The scent type, as they describe it by the brand, is warm woods. And so the key notes are tuberose, sandalwood, and benzoin. So we found a little note from Tom himself, and he basically describes the fragrance as a smoldering amber woody scent evoking sunset light. It is the most sensual expression of soleil.
That sounds so sexy.
I know. And a lot of people that we were like doing some research and looking on TikTok and Instagram just to look at some highlights from the trip, and people who have also tried the fragrance, and everyone agrees, including us, that it's just a very sexy vibe, a very sexy scent. It's unisex, so men and women can wear it, which is nice. If you want to have like a little date night and, you know, wear matching scents, if that's your thing, it could totally be a vibe.
Right. Or if you just want to invest in one perfume, because I think the small 50 ml retails for 130, correct?
I think it was 180, actually.
Yeah, 180. Yes, you are right. 180. And then
the highest one was like, what did I say? Like 800 something. It was some ridiculous.
No. So I'm confused, because both of these. Oh, okay. Never mind. I got it right. The 30 ml is 180, and then the 50 ml is 295. So if you really like the fragrance, you can go buy the bigger one. Although whenever I buy perfumes, I always buy the small bottle, because I do think like perfumes have like a shelf life. They're not going to last forever. I know they last for years and years, but over time, the scent and the formulation, the chemistry changes. So I think like if you really love a scent, definitely just try to get the smaller bottle, finish it, and get another one. Unless you're like exclusively wearing this perfume all the time. Although I'm in love with the packaging, by the way, like the white and the rose gold. Everything Tom Ford does is just so luxurious.
Yes, the whole vibe is giving luxury. And mm-hmm. So I feel like the scent really sets the tone for the entire collection. I have already added multiple things to my cart, starting with the lip balm, which I know is a little pricey for it to be just a lip balm. And then there's been a lot of chatter on social media about this as well. But the application is stunning. It is like, it's everything. So I'm excited to just dive into more pieces from this collection. So let's do it. We've talked about the fragrance. What else are you excited to try?
Honestly, I think I want to revisit this lip balm because when you see it on TikTok, like as they are unboxing it and the tube of it, it's just this gorgeous, chic gold tube. And then when she unscrew the lipstick, what is it? When she turns the lipstick for it to be revealed to the camera, it's this stunning, like shimmery thing that just like encaptured me. I'm like, what is this? I've never seen a glittery, oh my God, cannot talk. A glittery lipstick look like this, but it's just like this stunning, shimmery balm. It's not like 80s glitter. It's very fine. It's just like, screams like rich vibes, you know?
Oh yeah.
And they have like two colors. So I think the one that Steph really likes is called Sunlight, which is a rosy pink with a shimmering pearl overspray. And then the one I really love is called Sunspark, which is a nude with shimmering pearl overspray. And when you see this, like if you Google this, it's stunning.
Yeah, there's so much sparkle. It's called a spark lip balm for a reason. I mean, there's so a lot of shine to it. And the color is just perfect. I love that they have two options. They have one for someone who maybe is looking for a neutral, and then one that has a really fun rosy pink color. So
yeah, I feel like both will look amazing on sun-kissed skin. Oh my God, I cannot talk today. And it retails for $60, which of course is extremely hefty for a lip balm. But we're going to do our research and we're going to review this for you guys. So don't worry. We got
Head to our social media. We will have this posted very soon so you can see what it looks like on. I'm going to try the Sunlight and Sara is going to try Sun Spark. And we'll let you know what we think. However, I'm pretty confident I'm going to love this. I truly am.
I feel like I am going to too. And if I don't, it's going to be the disappointment of a century because I really want to love it from what I've seen. It looks really good.
Okay, so more things that we saw that were highlighted from this incredible trip in Greece included two eyeshadow palettes.
Yes, these are beautiful eyeshadows. They're called Island Haze and Tropical Dust. And I'm looking at a photo of it swatched on light, medium, and dark skin. And the color payoff looks insane. They're super, like two shimmery shades. And then one is like a medium shimmer. And then one is like a nude. And it just looks stunning on the skin. It's definitely very sunset inspired with a tan in the summer. Just like glowy, gorgeous, shimmery, ethereal. I mean, this collection just looks insane. I've also been doing a lot of research on just Tom Ford makeup in general. And I've seen so many people on TikTok review just his makeup in general. Like I saw some posts about his foundation, some posts about his bronzer, and everything just seems to be like so blendable. Like it's almost like it doesn't even need to be blended. It just like blends itself. It's just gorgeous, shimmery, long lasting. And his eyeshadows just look amazing. So I'm sure I'm going to love the formulation of it from what I've seen. And I absolutely love these colors. They are perfect for the summer.
Yes. And something that I really like is that what we've seen so far, at least from this collection, it seems like it works on a lot of skin tones.
I love that.
Like it's very versatile, especially the eyeshadow palette, the lippies that we've looked at so far. I feel like it would look good on anybody, light, dark, and that's what I really like. So I'm excited to really deep dive into this even more.
Absolutely. And then the last thing is his highlighter on Sephora. It's just called the Soleil Diffus highlighter. It comes in two shades as well. One of them is called Oasis, which is a shimmering neutral bronze. And the other one is called Mirage, which is this gorgeous gold. It's described as radiant warm gold. It retails for $95. And the photo that I'm looking at for Mirage swatched on somebody's cheekbone is, it's so beautiful. It's such a gorgeous gold highlight. Again, it just screams like money. But like, it's just the shimmer on this. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. You guys have to go see it. It's like almost.
It's just going to give you the best glow, honestly.
Yeah, there you go, Steph. Like, it's going to give you the best glow.
Yeah. For summer, I feel like having a really glowy, dewy, just bronzy look is so perfect for the season. And I feel like this collection really embodies that. And yeah. Stay tuned because we're going to be dripping in Tom Ford very soon.
Yeah, we're going to try it out for you guys. We're going to give you the complete review as soon as we get our hands on this collection. But from what we're seeing so far, it looks amazing. The eyeshadow quads seem to be sold out everywhere. But yeah, the rest of it is available on Sephora, at least for now.
Yes. I think that I will probably, as soon as I can get my hands on it, I really want the kind of like the bronzy eyeshadow quad. Which one? Let me see if I can find the color.
I think it's Tropical Dust. Yeah. I really like that one too. It's got a lot of neutral shades versus Island Haze is like bronze, gold, and pink.
Oh, no. Okay. See, that's the one I like. If you're more neutral, I like color, like really bronzy. There's some, what was it called again? Island Haze.
Yes, it's called Island Haze. It looks really beautiful. Yeah, I think it's going to look really good with that red lip balm as well that you want to get. I think it'll match better with that.
So pretty.
Yeah, and I really like Tropical Dust because it has browns. It has like a very light pink and then two shimmery neutral shades. And I'm definitely a more neutral girly when it comes to my eyeshadows.
Yeah, see, I don't mind.
I have to try that.
So it'll be fun for us to try it. As soon as we can get our hands on it. Like we said, they're kind of hard to find right now. You have to pre-order it some places. It's sold out other places.
Sephora actually now is saying it's available in store only. So maybe you might be able to find it at your local Sephora.
Yeah. Okay. I will definitely have to check it out.
All right. Looks good.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're so excited about this collection. I hope you guys can take a minute to scroll through social media and take a look at this beautiful trip that they put on to celebrate the launch, because it was just stunning and breathtaking. The dinner that they hosted was just beautiful. All of the flowers, the Tom Ford logo in the middle. I feel like they did a really nice job celebrating this launch and setting the tone for summer.
I'm so excited. Yeah, definitely. Greece as well. It's like the epitome of summer. I love it. It's getting me in the frame of mind for a European summer vacay. I love it.
Yes, so dreamy, so fabulous. Guys, get your hands on this. We will be giving visuals on our Instagram and TikTok. So make sure you're following us there so that you can see all of these products in action and get your hands on it as well. We'll be sharing links in our stories so you can shop it. And we can't wait for you to see.
Talk to you guys soon.
Yes, thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Bye.